Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, good morning, James. Are you there?
Thanks for reaching out, guys. I'm glad to hear from you.
Absolutely. So, in your message, you said you met Kelsey on Tinder, and you exchanged some messages, and you decided to go out on a first date. How'd that go?
It started off a little bit rocky on my end, because I got a flat tire on the way there.
Oh, bummer.
I'm very goal-oriented, so I immediately started fixing it. I didn't give her a call, and so when I got there late, you know, she wasn't happy about that. But, you know, in hindsight, I would have called. I just thought, I got to fix this right now, and I just stopped everything, you know?
Okay, so you think that's what might be wrong and why Kelsey isn't getting back in touch with you. James, how late were you to the restaurant? Was it a restaurant?
Yeah, it was probably about, 20 minutes,
okay.
You know?
So not terrible, but... And how did she take that explanation when you said you had a flat tire? Did she think, whatever.
Blah, blah, yeah.
No, I mean, I had to wash my hands when I got there. She could see that they were dirty.
Okay.
So, no, it was... I think she was cool about it. You know, she was just glad that she wasn't set up.
So then the date rebounded after that, is what you're saying?
I thought so. You know, I thought so. We got along pretty well. Well, talked about her hobbies and... You know, she's really into ballet, and my sister was a dancer, so I was able to talk to her about that. So we connected, I thought we connected pretty well.
So, with the flat tire and all that, and it seemed like things went pretty well, why do you think she's not calling you back?
Like I said, I guess it's because of the lateness, but,
yeah.
And it sucks, because I make a lot of effort to be on time.
Of course. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You've probably heard it before, James, so we're going to call Kelsey, see if she'll come on. If she says yes, then we're going to get at least some answers. Hopefully, cross your fingers, lead you to a second date. So, James, hold on right there while we call Kelsey.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kelsey?
Who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Kelsey. This is a little strange. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we just want a minute of your time. I got to tell you, you're on the radio right now. We do a segment called Second Date Update. And we're here just to ask you about a date you went on with James.
I don't understand. I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah. And this is a Second Date Update. We just... try to find out why somebody's not getting back in touch with one of our listeners after a supposedly great first date.
Do you remember that date you went on with James?
You met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. This is just, I think it's kind of weird.
It is, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
We are kind of weird, but just, I mean, all we need is just a moment of your time. We just kind of follow up and just ask how it went.
Yeah, how did
he reached out to us, so we wanted to find out for, kind of on his behalf.
Sure. I mean, okay, well, first of all, he was really late.
Yeah.
And he explained the situation and he apologized, but he really should have called. I mean, I feel like if I were in that situation, I would the first thing I would think is, like, I'll call or at least text and say, you know, what happened. So it kind of just seemed like an excuse. But then, you know, I really did get along with him, so things kind of started to loosen up, and I guess, you know, I eventually got over that.
And did you have a good time after that initial, you know, lateness and him apologizing? Did it recover after that?
Yeah. I mean, he was super attentive, and he was asking me, like, a lot of questions about myself and really trying to get to know me, which was really good. I mean, it was rare. Like, he didn't just talk about himself the whole time. Yeah. He was, like, asking me questions.
Sounds like he gets it, but your date was, like, a few weeks ago, right? So are you going to try to get back in touch with him?
No. I want to. I mean, I really liked him. I really got along with him, but he's kind of strange. There's something about him that he's sort of weird. He's kind of like got something weird about him. I don't know.
Okay. Can you share?
Like what?
Okay. Yes. I mean, okay. You tell me if you think this is weird, because I feel sort of bad about it, but I'm not sure. So tell me what you think.
Okay.
So he told me on the date that he had been in a car accident and had to have his foot amputated, which is super sad. That's not the weird part. I mean, it's an accident that can happen to anybody. The weird thing is that he told me that he keeps the foot in a jar at home.
Okay.
Wait,
he keeps his foot in a jar, the amputated foot in a jar at his house.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He didn't have it with him. He didn't show it to me, but
okay.
I don't want to,
Kelsey, not to interrupt, but we've got James on the phone with us. James, is that true about your foot?
Yeah, I mean, I do have the foot at home. It's in a jar with some preservatives. I truthfully, I had a hard time letting it go. I had a hard time losing it, so I decided to keep it.
Yeah. And what do you think about that, Kelsey?
It's just so freaky to me. I don't think, I mean, I'm going to see this thing if I go over his house. Like, he just got it sitting there. I can't be like the girlfriend of a guy who has a foot in a jar.
What do you want to say to that, James?
I mean, that's your prerogative. You know, I obviously understand where you're coming from. I kept it because it was a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. I get that you don't understand it. A lot of people don't.
James, do you have it in under the bed or in a closet or what?
It's in the garage.
It's in the garage. Okay.
Is it like on display? Like in a trophy case?
No, it's not on display. Yeah, I mean, I used to carry it around with me all the time, but now I just leave it at home.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Kelsey, you won't go out. This is what we're here to ask. You won't go out with James again because he has his foot in a jar.
No, that's just so freaky to me. I don't know what else he has in jars around his house.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I can't.
Okay, James, anything you want to say? I know this is emotional for you.
I respect your opinion.
All right, so because you've got your foot in a jar at home, Kelsey, it's a no.
It's a no.
Okay. All right. Well,
sorry about the accident, James.
This one's a little
tough, man.
Yeah, it's tough. So, all right. Well, guys, as we say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
I'm sorry you guys got off on the wrong foot.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thunder and PT. There's nothing VIP about them. Thanks for starting your day with the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.